topic today is about spiritual orthopedics, or the ministry of correcting our brothers and sisters who fall in sin. It will be of much help to you if you would read the whole chapter of Galatians chapter 2. What I find really interesting in this passage is that the phrase from verse 14, "their conduct was not in step," is one word in the original Greek language which Paul wrote this letter in. It is the word orthopodeo. This is where we get our English word orthopedics, and it literally means to be straight-footed or to walk straight. Peter was not straight-footed and could not walk straight, so his conduct was out of line with the truth of the gospel. God in this passage uses Paul as an orthopedist to correct Peter in his Christian walk. Orthopedics is a branch of medicine concerned with correcting, treating, and preventing problems affecting muscles, bones, tendons, joints, ligaments, and cartilage. Similarly, Christian orthopedics is concerned about the correction or prevention of Christians from straying away from the Lord. In this passage, Paul exercises spiritual orthopedics as he speaks truth in love and calls Peter back to the straight line of the gospel that he had veered off from. From this passage, we can learn three essential principles from Paul on practicing spiritual orthopedics. How can we go about the business of correcting our brothers and sisters? The first thing Paul does is to identify the problem with Peter's action. Verses 12 gives the specifics of what happened. It says, "For before certain men came from James, Peter was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. The circumcision party considered the Gentiles unclean and encouraged Jewish Christians to eat separately and to follow kosher dietary laws. Peter decided to go along with this and allowed the fear of men cause him to live a life of hypocrisy. Withdrawing from fellowship with the Gentile Christians was tantamount to saying that they were second-class Christians who were not good enough like the Jewish Christians. Peter's error implied that the Gentile Christians were not fully saved because they lacked something of the fullness of Christ or the gospel that the circumcision party thought could be found in observing the laws of Moses. This, as Paul says in verse 14, was not in line with the truth of the gospel. Identifying a sin or an error is vital before we address it. For Peter, it was the fear of men that was manifested itself in hypocrisy. The second thing that Paul does is that he assessed the impact of Peter's hypocrisy. In verse 13, we see that Peter's error was not simply a matter of private and personal preference. No, it had ripple effects on the other Jewish Christians. Verse 13 says, "And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy." When the Jewish Christians saw the example of the man they knew as the great apostle of Jesus, the rock, Peter, withdrawing from fellowshipping from the Gentiles, they followed his example. Even Barnabas, a man known to be full of the Holy Spirit and faith, was led astray by Peter's corruptive behavior. And there are two lessons here for us. The first one is that no one is immune to sin. And secondly, that our behaviors can either be productive or corruptive. It is crucial, therefore, to assess the full extent of corruptive behaviors if we are to correctly address them. Lastly, Paul confronted the problem of Peter's error, verses 11 and 14. When we find someone as Paul found Peter, or if we find ourselves living an inconsistent Christian lifestyle or behavior, we must take corrective measures. Sometimes an error or sin can be corrected privately, as Matthew 18 teaches. But there are times where sin must be confronted and corrected publicly. Paul corrected Peter publicly because Peter's sin was a public sin which led others to hypocrisy. Paul had to take a stand so that he could positively impact those negatively impacted by Peter's error. Just as an orthopedic can help correct a cripple or broken bone, God can use us to restore our brothers and sisters in the Lord. May He give us much grace to identify sin, assess the impact of it, and confront and correct it with grace and gentleness, as Galatians 6:1-5 tells us. Amen.